So, you may have caught me talking about Creamfields last Friday and the massive lineup that's happening on the bank holiday weekend of Saturday the 23rd and 24th of August in Cheshire. Traditionally, it's always been a dance festival, but they've stepped it up for the 10th anniversary, not only becoming a two-day event, but spreading it musically as well, with a lineup that includes Kasabian. Representing the dance side is one huge lineup that won't disappoint. DJs include Tiesto, Too Many DJs, Felix the House Cat, and Dubfire, Pendulum, and there's this young chap leading the dance brigade for the weekend, Mr. Fatboy Slim. It's become a two-day event, and you've got a lot of ties with the Creamfields crew, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm almost family at one point.
Do you think we can make it over 2 days?
I'm not sure if I'm staying on the other day. Was it?
That's cheating.
I like staying too chic.
Right. Okay.
Chic and soul wax. I like to see, definitely.
Any particular fond memories of, you know, crazy stories of Creamfields in years gone by? Do you get stuck on a site at all? Do you get lost?
I got lost. I've got tons of memories that I can't repeat on the radio.
Right.
Probably my best memory was when I played with the Gorillaz. They were on before me. And like, I'm mates with Damon and, you know, work with them and everything. And they're playing behind the screen. So I thought, you know, I'll just kind of have a little look back behind the screen, what's going on. And it's like, one of their production guys just came up and grabbed me. He went, can't go here. I said, it's all right, I'm on next after him. And this is, you know, getting stage ready and I'm a mate of Damon's. And he threw me out.
You weren't quite literally. You were in the show then as well, Marceau or whatever it was. You know, kind of miming.
No, I wasn't trying to bum rush you. No, I just wanted to have a little look, but nobody was allowed behind the screen, right. Even if you were going on next behind the screen.
Right. So you actually got thrown out.
Yeah, thrown out of my own gig.
Fantastic.
Not the first time.
No. Listen, we're going to speak to you again later in the show about your classic dance album, Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars. But for now, tell us what track is proving big for you at the moment.
It's got to be Black Ghosts, not just on my label, it's actually rocking the Galactic Mix.
All right, thanks, Norman.
Nice one. Cheers, Pete.
In new music, we trust. Trust.
So as ever, we end on tonight's In New Music We Trust with a classic dance album. An essential long player that you can't afford not to have in your box. And this time around, we're talking Fatboy Slim's Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars. But rather than me analysing the album this week, why don't we hear from the man himself? Welcome back to the programme, Norman Cook.
Good afternoon, evening, good night.
So your album, which came out at the turn of the millennium, 2000 in fact, it always pops up in the top 50s of all time. Quite an achievement. How do you feel about that, looking back at it? It was your third album, wasn't it?
Quite a difficult third album.
And did you feel the pressure with it? I mean, because, you know, relentless kind of, you know, top five singles on the second album.
But yeah, definitely. It's nice that people kind of remember it because it had a bit more substance than You Come a Long Way, Baby, which is a great, really good hit album. But the whole big beat thing, like all records started sounding the same. And the pressure to kind of follow that up, I kind of thought I'd go off in a slightly different tangent and try and put a bit more substance in it. You know, more kind of underworld than the Monkeys.
Absolutely. And some interesting collaborations as well, weren't it? Macy Gray, obviously, back then. Brooksy Collins.
Well, that was the only one I could think of taking it further, was to actually have real singers and really good singers like Macy and Bootsy. The Chemical Brothers bullied me into it.
And
get singers on, you'll have even bigger hits.
And do you look back at it? I mean, I think, without the tracks necessarily being as big a hits, I think you grew. Your international status grew, and of course, amazing videos as well. Weapon of Choice, of course, which wasn't really a hit single, but probably, I can't think of many instances in kind of pop, you know, dance music, rock and roll history where that's happened, where you have such a famous video.
Yeah, it was actually the B-side, but the Americans didn't like Your Mama because there's too much shouting in it. So the Americans decided to make a video for Weapon of Choice, and that kind of a clip style video, unfortunately. But no, it's It's good because he had a bit of everything. There was sort of some darker moments, and Star 69, obviously, I'm really proud of still to this day. And yeah, I think probably the forgotten one on it was Macy's track, Demons, which I thought was kind of my Bohemian Rhapsody, but apparently not.
It was 6 minutes 52. But you eclipsed it after that with Song for Shelter. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to pick a track from the album then? Come on, which one?
Well, can I pick Demons?
You certainly can. All right, thank you, Norman.
Excellent, thank you.
They said she had a heart attack. I think the creature's coming back. And I am fine, cause all my love's electrifying. And I come feel like a cesspool. Wanna be with you. And it's my premonition. I better give my heart a listen. And my future said, all of your demons will wither away. Ecstasy comes and they cannot stay. You'll understand when you come my way. Cause all of himself to death. I wanna dance till my last breath. But Mr. Quartet only parties hard in a tip. Come be like a cesspool. Wanna be with you. Wanna be with you. And it's my premonition. I better give my heart a listen. And my preacher said, all of your demons will
from that classic dance album, halfway between the gutter and the stars. It came out in 2000. from Mr. Fatboy Slim, of course.
Pete Tong's In New Music We Trust.
That's it for tonight's In New Music We Trust. Don't forget, tomorrow night I kick off the 12-hour dance marathon here on Radio 1 at 7 p.m. Following me at 9.